Hello.
Hello. Am I speaking with Megan?
Yes. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Antonio from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, Megan, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote.
Definitely.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
43.
Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the nation's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0, not at all motivated to vote next year. 10, you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
What specifically makes you say that?
I don't know that I can put it into a couple of words, but all the hot topic issues, abortion, women's rights, everything
right?
That's definitely one of them. The race issues, the LGBTQ issues.
Okay, women's rights, race issues, and LGBTQ+, correct?
Yes.
LGBTQ+ issues. Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Healthcare costs, improving K-12 public education in school or public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms.
And I can only choose one, right?
You can choose two.
I would say gun reform and you wrote off so many.
What about the
I would say the racial profiling.
So we're talking about justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable.
Yes.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
No.
So you would disapprove somewhat or strongly?
I disapprove of the job of the Supreme Court currently.
Would you disapprove strongly or somewhat?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand the first word you said.
Strongly.
Oh, strongly. Yes, strongly.
Yes. Okay. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
How often would you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not at all.
Me personally, not
yes.
at all.
Not at all.
No.
How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not at all.
Often.
Would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Fewer.
Somewhat fewer or a lot fewer?
Somewhat fewer.
Now, I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, very cold and unfavorable. 50, neither cold nor warm. And if you've never heard of them or you don't have an opinion, just let me know. How do you feel about the NAACP?
75.
Ron DeSantis?
0.
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift?
Yes.
50.
Okay. Joe Biden?
75.
Donald Trump?
0.
The Democratic Party?
60.
Kamala Harris?
75.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
60.
I truly thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for? Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very, somewhat, or not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very.
Very. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Would you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
America's diversity makes it stronger. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree, somewhat.
Strongly, somewhat. Okay. the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
I agree.
Somewhat
strongly.
Strongly. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
I agree, somewhat.
Somewhat. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Do I support it? Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Let me read to you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with more?
The second one.
Statement B. Somewhat
statement B.
Agree or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Let me read to you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate them each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think it is extremely important. 5, somewhat. And 0, not important at all. A fair and equitable court system. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
10.
Traditional family values.
7.
Quality K through 12 education.
10.
A strong military.
10.
Free and fair elections.
10.
Religious freedom.
10.
Affordable health care.
10.
Secure borders.
7.
Now, let me read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each one the same way, from 0 to 10. 10, you strongly agree with the statement. 5, somewhat. And 0, you don't agree at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
10.
The second one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 6 to 10, okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections. In November, on a scale from 0 to 10, 0, not at all motivated, 10, extremely motivated.
10.
10, okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. I truly thank you, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Are you married? Unmarried?
Yes.
With a partner? Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your
yes.
household?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Never?
Hardly ever.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. Thank you, ma'am. A wonderful evening.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.